Paul, you came to a side who haven't lost at home, haven't drawn at home, only conceded two. You've scored two and you've won.
Yeah, that's what I sort of, the last thing going out was, are we good enough to come and get 3 points? I wrote that on the board and asked the lads a question. I said that I believed in them, that they were good enough, but ultimately it's about going out on the pitch and proving that, and I thought it was a deserved win. You know, Cambridge are a good side. It's a fantastic record that they've had. You know, in some ways, law of averages, they're going to lose one eventually. But I'm just delighted that it's us that's, you know, put an end to that run for them.
Your team selection suggested that you really thought they could go and win. You could win tonight.
No, I think my selection in general is positive and always is, always will be. It's just sometimes I feel that, you know, what I see in training or, you know, in games, I obviously change it round, and some people think other players are more offensive than others. But, you know, Alex Rodman came into the team after being unlucky not to start the last game and coming on and having a real impact against Gateshead. And, you know, and the other change was bringing Jamal in for his debut. I don't think Az has done, you know, too much wrong, but just felt like one or two things almost seemed to be going against him. Perhaps just pull him out of the firing line. But, you know, he had to go on and do a job towards the end with Clayton having to come off.
How do you think Jamal did today?
I thought he did all right. He defended relatively well. He just said to me there he wants to do some work on his crossing, which was horrendous.
There was one decent one, almost
yes,
the goal.
Yeah, I'll give him one. But, you know, Aldis Anderson said he needs a bit of work on that. It's never easy. Like, you come into a side and things are slightly different. He's come and I am asking him to defend slightly different. It's certainly in one-on-one situations. But I think you only have to look for me at the sort of substitutions that Cambridge were forced to make and how they kept trying to change sort of the people that were out on the pitch in different positions, were that we were relatively comfortable. They had a little spell, and towards the end, there was a slight criticism of my team that often happens in games, but you drop off. What changes, just because it's the 95th minute, don't drop off and invite that ball into the box. But, you know, realistically, that's a little grumble on what's been a good night for us.
You got the goal in the first half. Did you feel perhaps you could have had more before half time?
I thought we played very well, and coming at half time, and the lads said we aren't getting complacent, they felt relatively comfortable. You know, Alex Rodman was a really good outlet for us on the night. Just disappointed with a goal, because again, I think Scott Nielsen's had to go back to defend. They've took the throw, we can't get pressure on the ball, and if that's not the case, we've got to do better. Berry is good in the air and arrives late. You know, I thought he was perhaps their best player tonight, and got a good goal for him. One other effort, but we responded well. You know, that again, that a good character where they got the crowd behind him for a little while, but I think we went straight down the other end and had an effort, a goal, and then got the what turned out to be the winner not soon after.
What message do you think this result will send out to everybody in this league?
I'm not sure. Hopefully they'd think that we've come here and been lucky and won, and people underestimate us, but I'm not sure that's the case. You know, I've said it all along, I think we're capable of going anywhere and winning. I've got a lot of confidence in this team, a lot of ability in the squad. You only have to look, you know, people like Sam Atten and Anthony Hodge, Dale Southwell, that don't make the bench tonight. But, you know, the message is clear to them that we're going to need them all at some point. They'll all get the chance. They've all contributed so far this season. There will be changes, and that's kind of was emphasised in terms of the subs. Two of them really were enforced. And it's a squad game. There's no doubt about that, but I'm confident in the players that I've got.
You said two enforced. Clayton McDonald was injured. Who was the other one?
Lenny. They both got cramp, whether that's because sort of being 10 days since we last played or the effort that they put in. Lenny said his underwrap were too tight. Maybe don't wear underwrap. I don't know. But, you know, look, they worked extremely hard, but like Clayton's initially, I was a bit concerned that was a bit more than cramp. But, you know, that's what why we brought Jamal, is that he can fit in at centre-half as well. And he did that for us in that closing period we had going to left-back.
You've got the transfer window closing fairly soon. Are we likely to expect some more ins or outs?
We're trying. We're still trying, and I think we all know we're trying to get. Whether or not that happens, we'll remain and see. But, you know, obviously for tonight, I'm just pleased that we got a win. And you know, I said there, I thought it was an outstanding performance, but I thought Ross Hanna epitomised the team. His work rate was second to none, and you know, he was outstanding when there is obviously chat about someone else coming in, and he's responded in the right manner. And that type of performance, he wants to keep hold of his shirt, and he'll keep hold of his shirt if he plays like that.